The Danny Kaye Show. Yes, it's the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Entertainment, we present the amazingly amusing talents of the one and only Danny Kaye. We greet our area globetrotter Danny Kaye as he returns from Washington and sets foot on good old California soil.
Step right down, Mr. Kaye.
Ah, good old sunny California.
There he is, Miss Arden. Hiya, Danny.
Hello, Lionel. Hi, Evie.
Hello, Danny. Welcome home.
Oh, thanks, honey. Did you miss me?
Certainly did. This place wasn't the same without you. Now that you're back, we can all return to abnormal.
Oh, you're a doll. Just a little doll. So, Lionel, would you carry my bags a minute, please? I've got to carry this little bundle I brought back from Washington.
I knew it. Danny Kaye, just what is in this little bundle? Another milking machine?
Oh, on the contrary. Look.
Oh, baby.
Well, it ain't Fanny Bright, sister.
Quiet. Why the new rookie lady with your baby? You're raging there. Hold your breath.
Lionel, turn your face the other way. I thought that would do it.
Danny Kaye, where did that baby come from?
Oh, baby. It came from Washington.
Well, let me put it another way.
I wish you would.
Who is this baby's mother?
A woman.
Well, that's startling information. Now, who is this woman?
I don't know.
What?
Well, look, I just met her as I was getting on the plane.
What?
Yeah, she was sending her baby to California. She thought I had a kind, motherly face.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did. So she asked me to take care of him on the trip. Now, the baby's papa's going to meet me here in a minute and take him out.
Isn't he a cute little go-go face?
Who'd you go to, baby? I got to go to Israel.
Isn't he cute? Don't you? Do you like babies, Lionel?
Yeah, I love babies. They're so young.
Well, there's a brilliant observation.
Yes. It is on the plane.
What?
A baby flying 3,000 miles. And look, he's all dressed for the plane trip, too.
What do you mean?
He's wearing a three-cornered parachute.
Did you come straight through, Danny?
Well, I did, but the baby came to Kansas City.
Well, he's a cute little Muppet. What's his name, Danny?
Well, he's a Russian baby. You see, his first name is Gregory Ivanovich Sergei Zratsky, because he says, yes, his Masnyo Zotiri Vyatna Bretsky Yuzi Yat Vyel Brasnyo Yat. And the second name is Gnet.
Oh, hello. Any man of funny name.
She don't understand that job. She's a Russian baby. You gotta say kitty kitty crispy. Well, you wouldn't know that.
Well, I'm just his father.
Oh, his father. Oh, well, gee, I hate to part with him, but here.
Oh, gee, thanks. Every time he sees me, he busts out crying.
Well, wait just a minute. I think I can quiet him.
You see, it's simple.
That's a Russian lullaby.
Oh, life, you're wonderful. Patrick the Swede.
Patrick?
Oh, and that's his name. Patrick Michael O'Malley. Well, thanks again.
Patrick Michael O'Malley. What a name for a Russian baby.
Well, his mother's Russian and I'm Irish.
So what do you know? Aaron, go boy. Say, look, if you get into any trouble with the baby, don't forget to call me up, will you?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, come on, Tavares. Let's get going back to the hotel.
Okay.
Say, Jenny, did you have a good time in Washington?
Oh, just wonderful, Lionel. Just wonderful. And by the way, I brought back a present for you.
For me? You.
Yeah, I got it right here in my pocket. Here you are. The original silver dollar that George Washington threw across the Potomac.
Gosh, thanks, Jenny. Hey, wait a minute. Look at the date on this pup. 1912.
Well, that isn't the date he threw it. That's the date they coined it.
Oh, I see. Why didn't I think of that? Gee, ain't I a dope?
You have $1. Would you care to try for two? Say, Danny, I read about the shows you put on. They tell me you were entertaining every minute.
Well, we got quite a rush in one place, thanks to a certain soprano who sang about 8,000 songs at her own request.
What was her name?
I don't know. But it should have been Lucretia Quivertonsil or Natalie No-Throat or something. Oh, you should have heard her. Not only did she miss notes completely, but when she hit one, she flogged it into exhaustion.
Wasn't there anything good about it?
Oh, yes, her diction was superb. Just superb. I'll give you an imitation of her sometime, singing Eddie, Harry, a password.
Why not do it now?
Of course not.
Oh, come on.
That's enough.
When all the birds have gone to sleep and all the frogs are free, then you will hear the fairy pipes come out upon the hill. Come up, whistle on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, ha, oh dear, can't you hear the tune? Fairy, fairy pipers on the new silver moon. But in doubt that this cannot be, and the question of what I say, you'll have never, you'll have never
Dear, the very fire is
up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, here, can't you hear it?
Hey, fairy pipe, come to me for the moon. Come on.
That was great, Danny. That was great. No wonder Lucretia Quivertonsil was the hit of Washington. Tonight, tonight she keeps lifting on the air.
Oh, you sandpaper, Sinatra.
Well, Miss Gordon, don't you think my voice is cute?
I think it's perfect for calling a taxi. Now call one. Let's get back to the hotel.
Oh, Danny. Hey, Danny.
Well, well, well. 10 miles. Am I glad to see you?
Well, me too. Welcome home, Danny. Say, come on, I'll run you back to the hotel. Here you are, gang. Step into my private car. Okay. Well, there you are, Danny. Back home, safe and sound.
Oh, thank you very much. You made it in good time, Sam.
Yeah, and speaking of time, Danny, you got back just in time to hear your pal Harry James and his music makers play their special arrangement of Loveless Love.
Awfully glad to be back.
Well, you're welcome, Danny, and I do mean welcome home.
Did you have a good time in Washington?
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful.
Hey, Danny, did you exchange repartees with a lot of Washington high honorables?
Well, I met the British ambassador and the French ambassador.
That's all? You mean you didn't even have the honor of meeting the ambassador from Brooklyn?
The ambassador... Lionel, Brooklyn doesn't send an ambassador to Washington.
Well, have they severed diplomatic relations again?
No, Lionel. Although we Brooklynites have often been invited to live alone and like it.
Gee, Jenny, when you was a kid in Brooklyn, you used to wonder what it'd be like to be king.
I must have ever.
The
king of Brooklyn.
Sure. Then I could be a prime minister. We can stand it. I can see it all now.
You can?
Yeah. It's the big day of your coronation, and you are in your regal robes of meat-bag stump. The R.J. Fox personally holding up your throne. The park is crowded for the gala event.
Park? What park?
The Brooklyn Ballpark.
Ebbets Field? What a place for a coronation.
Why not? You know a better place to get crowned?
King Danny the K, King of Brooklyn, Emperor of Flatbush, Monarch of Greenpoint, and Exalted Czar of Coney Island.
My priceless people of Brooklyn,
I greet you.
Get pecked down.
I implore you to pay heed to your faithful king. Oh, now, fellas, show a little respect toward me, will you?
Yeah, your father takes bad.
On this here day of my coronation here, I feel I ought to say something to you that comes straight from the heart. So I say to you all,
all the things we worship you, and forevermore, forevermore, things may smell, but you are smelled. The baseball bat in the belfry.
Two days after King Danny's coronation, we find him in his royal council chamber, ready to hold court.
Me, King Danny the Tay, royal dispenser of justice, the now dispenser of justice. Who's the first culprit?
Your Majesty, it's the Empire yesterday's baseball game in which our team lose 18-0.
You mean the Brooklyn Dodgers lose and the Empire is still alive? Why hasn't he been hungered? Three him up!
Bring up Harry James, too.
What's next?
Well, King, this is a rather touchy subject. Your late father, Ernest the Lip, alias King Charlie the Chump, who to his sight and mortgaged our ballpark to the hilt.
The hilt, you say?
Yes.
Ernest the Lip did that?
That's right. So this mortgage has fallen into the hands of Queen Eve of Manhattan now.
Gadzooks! That's real? What are we doing?
There is aught but else to do there.
There's what?
There is aught but else to do there.
That's what I thought of studying.
Let's marry the Queen of Manhattan now, and the ballpark is ours.
What? Me? The King of Brooklyn? The cultural center of the universe, marry a barbarian? Never!
What is that for? Well, I gotta keep my lip in shape, don't I?
King, I hate to say this, but unless you marry Queen Eve of Manhattan, we'll let.
But I can't marry you. I love another.
Who?
In Brooklyn, we say who.
All right. Whom do you love?
Michael Knockowitz of Coney Island.
Who is this Michael? Is he of royal blood?
Nay, he is a commoner.
But what a built on him. A commoner? What is her station?
Brighton Beach.
Brighton Beach?
Yeah. You know the hot dog stand in Coney Island where they sell foot-long hot dogs?
Gee, fella, I had a yard and a half of them only yesterday.
Well, Michael is in charge of the mustard pot there. And what a beauty she is, with her yellow hair and fingers to knot.
But, King, you must forget this, Frank. You must go to see Queen Eve. See Queen Eve and lift that mortgage. Take that car.
Lift that mortgage. Lift that mortgage.
Hold, knave, and state thy business before you enter the castle of Queen Eve.
Tell the queen that King Danny the K of Brooklyn is here.
So be it. Your Royal Highness, this is King Danny the K.
Art thou certain that yon varlet is King Danny of Brooklyn?
Yea, verily.
Boy, what a biff on him. That's your team, Danny, and sit down here beside me.
Turn off the charm, Queenie. I'm here to talk business.
Oh, fire on business. Let us remember our royal station. First, we'll have tea.
Shall I call your majesty?
No, I shall.
Tea? A dribble.
Sugar?
A lump.
Lemon?
A squeeze.
Tea?
Never touch it. Now listen, Queenie. By some soul-dudgery, you got the Evertseer mortgage away from me, father.
Oh, fie on your father. Kiss my hand.
Oh, fie on your hand. Now, come on, Queenie. Be a good queen and tear up that mortgage, I tell
you. No, not so quick. First, take me in your arms and thrust me to you.
Okay, I'm threatened.
Well, there's a bustle I can throw away. Now hold still, I'm going to kiss you. Grace yourself.
Okay, but this is for Brooklyn.
Now, King Danny, how was that?
It must have been pretty good. Our crown just changed heads.
Oh, King Danny, you're wonderful. You must marry me.
Marry you? Yeah.
I have spoken. I'll pay off the mortgage after we're married tomorrow.
No marriage.
No mortgage.
Ah, you muttered brother.
Ah, you twisted blister. If you don't marry me, I'll stick my navy on you.
Ah, you and your big fat fleet.
A thousand pardons, Your Majesty. I bring news from Brooklyn.
Where did you get it?
The Daily Eagle just flew by. At this very moment, Michael Knuckleway flies grievously Illinois.
That's grievously ill. What happened to Michael?
He got a head caught in a Frankfurter bun.
Was the bun empty?
No, there was a hot dog in it.
Well, thank heaven she ain't trapped in there without food. Come now, we must hurry to our side.
Gee, I hope we reach Michael in time. Poor Michael, trapped in a bun, lying there with his eyes full of phlegm. A garrison for me. I'm worried. I mean it.
Look, King, there's a crowd around a foot-long hot dog stand. And there's Michael. He's out of the bun.
Michael! Michael, your face! Who sprung you?
Danny, my kitty.
Gee, Michael. You're all covered with dough.
What are you thinking about? With all our dough, we can pay off the mortgage on our book.
Thank me. And now Michael and I can be married.
Oh, but Danny, I cannot marry you. I am a commoner, and you are a royalty.
Now, I'll pick that. Kneel down, Michael.
Okay.
With this foot-long hot dog, I dub the Countess of Coney Island.
There's a question I'd like to be popping you.
Well, go on, I don't see nothing stopping you.
Well, Michael, my turtle, I'll make this real curse. Will you take me for better or worse as your church? Kindly answer no earlier.
Kill the umpire!
Oh.
leave the mythical kingdom of Brooklyn and get back to reality.
Hello. Oh, it's for you, Danny.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Danny. This is Mr. O'Malley. And I'm having an awful time trying to keep the baby quiet. Would you tell him a bedtime story?
Oh, sure. Just put him on the phone. Please.
Oh, what's the matter with your baby? Yeah.
I'd rather get that baby.
I'd rather get that baby.
Listen, Bublitsky, you listen while Uncle Danny tells you a nice bedtime story. Some lullaby music, huh? Good night.
Don't forget to be with us for the next Danny Kaye Show. And now, speaking, this is the Armed Forces Radio Show. ¶¶